Hey guys, it's Melissa with the Chicken Sitter Podcast, and this is episode 108, Rainbow Bridge. Gretchen was a sweet girl. She was one of seven dogs, and she wasn't only cute, but she just melted your heart. She was just so, so very special. If you met her, if you knew her, you would know exactly what I meant by very, very special. When I'd walk in the door, she'd be there to greet me with open arms and give me a hug like I've never had before. She'd wrap her arms around me and nestle her little head in my neck. And, you know, she would just stay there for as long as you wanted. It wasn't like a quick thing. She'd let you hold her for 10 minutes if you wanted to. She was just a real love bug. She enjoyed her beach walks with her mom and dad. She traveled. She had a great life there. She enjoyed exploring the yard when I was there, and she enjoyed all her little fur friends she had. She made me laugh. Oh boy, I giggled because she had a particular food bowl she preferred over the others. And like I say over the others, there were other, many other food bowls, but she had a preference on which one she'd like to eat out of. And if one of her buddies even looked at her the wrong way, she'd let them know, not today, not today. She'd let out a growl, and you'd be like, where is that growl coming from? Because she was not a growler at all. She let out a growl, and even the most confident pup would back off. She loved her picture taken. It's a good thing because I took pictures. And she loved to give kisses for days, that's for sure. Loved to give hugs and kisses. Very lovable dog. She was all around, just like I said, very, very, very special. As time went on, she developed cancer. She had her treatments, and they were going well for a while. Kept her going and feeling well until they weren't. For the last few months, she had her good days. She had her bad days. Her bad days were pretty bad. I'd kiss her on her little forehead and, you know, definitely cherish the talks we had on good and bad days. Some days I wasn't sure, though, if I'd see her the following day because of how bad she was feeling. And, you know, that was a tough time for her because she had a hard day. You know, you just didn't know. I'd come the next day and she'd seem better. It's like she was spunky again. She was at the door giving me hugs and kisses, you know, or at least coming over near the door. And it seemed like, oh, okay, well, maybe she just wasn't feeling that great that day, and now she'll be better. But the last week she was on this earth, she stopped coming to the door altogether. And that's when I knew, oh boy, she is just not feeling well. She slept more, a lot more. And on the last day of the week that I was due to come, I was there and she wouldn't even get off her bed. Not off her bed at all. Really the last couple days that I was there, which, you know, made me sad. I spent some extra time that visit though, that last visit, and told her that we, meaning me and her parents and her fur friends, you know, really loved her and that she needed to know that she was a really good girl. That I, you know, I told her, I know you're a good girl. I tell you that all the time, and I'm sure I'm not the only one, you know, I laugh, but, she needed to hear it from me, and that I told her, we appreciate you holding on, but it's okay to let go now. Within a day or two, her owners informed me, you know, we know it's really bad, Melissa, she's, you know, but we were hoping she'd feel better, but we think it's her time to cross the Rainbow Bridge. You know, and I cried. I was, you know, sad about it. I was sad for her owners, sad for her, for Gretchen, and sad, you know, that she had cancer in the first place. Cancer is just an awful, awful thing for people, for dogs, cats. It's just awful, just terrible. You know, it's an awful thing that, you know, that anybody has to go through that. It's just awful. I found a card online, on Etsy, actually, and it's called The Rainbow Bridge. I wanted to read it to you. The Rainbow Bridge. Just this side of heaven is a place called the Rainbow Bridge. When an animal dies that has been especially close to someone here, that pet goes to the Rainbow Bridge. There are meadows and hills for all of our special friends so they can run and play together. There is plenty of food, water, and sunshine, and our friends are warm and comfortable. All the animals who had been ill and old are restored to health, and those who are hurt or maimed are made whole and strong again, just as we remember them in our dreams of days and times gone by. The animals are happy and content, except for one small thing. They each miss someone very special to them who had to be left behind. They all run and play together, but the day comes when one suddenly stops and looks into the distance. Her bright eyes are intent and her eager body quivers. Suddenly she begins to run from the group, flying over the green grass, legs carrying her faster and faster. You have been spotted, and when you and your special fur friend finally meet, you cling together in joyous reunion, never to be parted again. The happy kisses rain upon your face. Your hands again caress her beloved head, and you look once more into the trusting eyes of your pet, so long gone from your life but never absent from your heart. Then you cross the rainbow bridge together. I thought that was, you know, very nice, and I hope that this is true. You know, it's a nice thought, and it was just so nice. I was reading it online, and I said, isn't that comforting to know? And I hope you guys like that too. And I want to give credit to the company that wrote that card, Over the Rainbow US. And, you know, that's just very, very nice and touching. Hopefully you enjoyed this podcast. And I hope you guys are having a great day. It's a nice day. Again. So let's cross our fingers and hope that continues. All right, guys. We'll talk to you again. And hopefully you have a good rest of the week. Thanks again. Bye.